Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You're listening to Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, I think the identity of this team, I think, is I think we play really clean baseball and we have really good at-bats. We generally throw strikes. The ball's in play. Our guys, we have really good defenders. I'm mostly impressed with the consistency of the group in terms of showing up prepared to play. I think we've done that remarkably well, and I think that does start with Craig.
That was Jed Hoyer. He's also talking about Craig Counsell there. Jed was on the afternoon show yesterday on Spiegel and Holmes, and if you missed it, you can go back and check it out. It's one of our featured clips. He and Nico Hoerter were both on yesterday, and then amazing things happened in the Cubs game for them to take game one from the Brewers. This is Rahimi and Harrison, The Score. And I think, Marshall, you and I thought after we heard that Jed interview, oh, we're going to have all this stuff to talk about today, but then PCA happened where he made a tremendous catch, and then like a second and a half later, relatively speaking, he then hit the ball to some place in the county. I don't quite know where it landed yet.
He was proverbially on one.
And then everybody loved it, so we celebrated a sports moment together. So now it's happening right now, where Jed Hoyer had some really insightful things that he said to our afternoon show. And I think I want to start with where Matt Spiegel asked him about that Rafael Devers trade, because of its effect on the rest of baseball when it came to the timeline before the trade deadline. We're inside 50 days now of trying to get something done. So let's listen.
Do you think a deal like the Devers one could jumpstart the market? What does it feel like in terms of the time frame of the trade market for this season now?
Probably a one-off deal. I don't think it jumpstarts the market, but I think, you know, there's, as you start to get into this time of year, there's more conversations that are happening, and it just sort of keeps ramping up. And usually there's a lot of talk around the draft. People in this industry generally talk around the draft anyway, so that there's always a lot of chatter around draft time. And then really right after, I mean, it's almost like as the draft ends, I feel like that really kicks into gear, and that's sort of how it's worked the last few years.
So we were wondering if there was any incentive if you maybe do a deal at the beginning or later. And he kind of went into that about how at least you have a better understanding of your deal before, if teams don't wait, as if they're sellers or buyers, to get a more accurate case of what you may want in somebody.
I understand exactly why he said that this felt like more of a one-off, because it was such a strange deal. It was such an unexpected thing that happened. The Giants clearly were just trying to make something happen. The Red Sox are trying to move in a different direction with the unhappiness of Devers, although they haven't won a game, I don't think, since they traded him. So there's that. But also, what he said about the Major League Baseball draft, the amateur draft, being kind of the check-in point. And they're doing the combine right now for the MLB draft for those not playing in the College World Series. So that's going on right now. So it is starting to heat up. And understanding they've moved the Major League Baseball draft now to All-Star Week. So like July 13th and 14th is when the draft takes place. So that's just under a month from now. So I'm thinking a week before that week leading into the All-Star break, that's when things are going to really start to heat up. And I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens between now and then. We're going to have a better barometer, not only on the Cubs, because they play all these teams with winning records between now and then, but all these other teams that are 6.5, 7 games back. That's the next three teams in the division, right? And then what's going on in the NL West? Is Arizona, are the Braves still 7 games under 500? There's a lot of things that are going to be happening between now and then to kind of give us a better idea of what, to your point, is available for the Cubs to even go after.
Oh, even look next week. Look no further than the Cubs and Cardinals series next week. I know the Cardinals had a very successful game against the White Sox yesterday, but if the Cubs do big things in that set, could that change how the Cardinals view that team and that group of players, and could they become motivated to become sellers, you know, or would they be further motivated to become buyers? There's a lot of teams on the cusp to where you don't know what their fate is, and I don't think they know what their fate is yet.
I look at next week, this week into that series, because it's a 4-game series, first of all.
Which makes it even more pivotal, I think, in this respect.
Because you want to win a 4-game series, not split a 4-game series of the Cardinals. Like, gain an extra 2 games, bury them a little bit further. And between the series they're playing right now with a young stud on the mound tonight in Mizrowski, and that series, you've got a team that all they're known for is how well they pitch. How well they pitch, the Seattle Mariners. So this little chunk right here is going to be very definitive to Jed Hoyer's needs, per se. If it's just arms, or maybe I need to look a little harder at what we're doing with our offense.
How dare you do that to Cal Raleigh after we just talked about him?
He's one guy. He also calls games, so there's that.
Cal Raleigh and them. Yeah. That's kind of how we're looking at
it. The major league leader in home runs right now. I think he's got 26. He had a home run. He had 6 RBI yesterday. Cal Raleigh did.
He had a good week yesterday.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah. But I do think that a lot of those teams also find themselves in a similar position to what we've even heard Jed Hoyer say about his Cubs a couple of years ago. They were at that point. They were at the point where they were trying to figure it out. There was the famous, for example, infamous, regardless of how you look at it, the losing streak that they went on that helped prompt them in 2021 to become sellers. Or therefore, there was also the situation that happened in 23 where they decided they wanted to be buyers. That's not uncommon. But I appreciate Jed telling you about the timing just logistically and how it leads into it. I also think that when we hear so much from, say, the Red Sox and Craig Breslow talking about the importance of communication, we are missing a big piece of this. And that was how Jed Hoyer and Craig Counsell handled talking to Seiya Suzuki about being the designated hitter. So I really want to touch on that as well and what he had to say, because this is an example of what happens. You're seeing it on the field when communication goes right.
That helps knowing the player. Like, you know, we brought Seiya in. We had Craig and I got on the phone with him. You know, we had Zooms with him in Japan to talk about it and to make it clear. And I think that because we had the relationship, I think that was something that we were able to do. And I think it's worked out really well. And he is playing. I think we're trying to get Kyle and Ian off their feet and give Seiya days in the outfield. And he's done a great job with it and he's having a great year. But I do think we benefited from having the relationship, but we were very straightforward and very transparent about the situation. And I think Seiya handled it really well.
And you could say that he is handling it well and continuing to do so when you see how he's producing. Like, that's another part of this. It's not that it's not backed up with action. What you're seeing out of Seiya Suzuki hitting his 18th home run of the season, a two-run shot yesterday, you get that feeling that that communication really did pay off for them.
Seiya Suzuki is having his best offensive season as a member of the Cubs, his best Major League Baseball season. He's on pace to hit 40 bombs. And if the Cubs can get two guys on their team hitting 40 bombs, the sky's the limit for what this offense can do, regular season speaking.
Oh, there's no doubt. And just having that perspective, and I think the lucidity from Jed Hoyer helps. You know, he's been with this team so long. And I think sometimes we don't take advantage of those conversations enough. A, him coming from the school of like Theo Epstein transparency, where he will have these candid conversations with you and he will tell you a little bit more about how the sausage is being made. And then B, you have a history with him and you have enough product on the field to then be able to put together with the context he's giving, the examples that he gives.
I like Jed Hoyer's ability to be somewhat transparent in terms of asking questions, but also taking the appropriate step of creating the boundaries about things he will not talk about. That's usually his own extension. That's extending PCA. That's extending Kyle Tucker for our purposes, right?
Come on, as he liked to laugh about.
Exactly. But he understands what everyone is waiting on. He gets it. He's just like, we're going to keep that in-house. And with the Kyle Tucker, he did tell us. That's going to be an end of season situation.
Well, and sometimes it's not, you know, depending on the player. So there's that part of it as well.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.